a horse would whinny. Uh-huh. That's what they call it, what we call it. Now, a mule will mm-hmm. bray. Mm-hmm. A jackass will bray. Mm-hmm. And a horse whinnies. Mm-hmm. Well, a stud horse, I reckon they call that squealing. He'll raise some kind of sound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a stud. After he becomes a gelding, he don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm.
How does a stud become a gelding?
By the same process I told you, the pig, just castrating. Mm-hmm.
Would a stud horse just be a male horse, or would that be a particular male horse?
No, they call them all mm-hmm. studs.
What would you call a female horse?
A mare.
And young horses?
Filly. I believe I told you yesterday. Mm-hmm. Filly is a young mare colt. Mare is a mare, grown mare.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have, just before they have, well, when they have the colt, when they foal, that's mm-hmm. when they have the colt. That's when the birth of the colt. Or with foal, that's before they have it. When they carry it.
What would you call a place where chickens live?
Chicken house. And in the house, they sit on the roof pole.
uh-huh. Would you ever, if it were smaller than a chicken house?
Chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken coop.
What would you put in a revolver?
You might put cartridges in it, which consists of a hull and a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you shoot it, well, you throw the hull out. The bullet's no longer there. Gun shell and bullet hull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a rifle or a pistol. Well, you call them cartridges before they shot, and shelled and before they shot, and then hulled, gun shell hulls. Yeah, I got a boy that makes his own shell. And he,
that's a good thing. He saves a lot of money.
Boy, yeah, he's about quit because he's about quit bird hunting, but he used to shoot an enormous amount of them and made them. I'll save the hull for him. Go dove hunting, I'd save the hull. He'd refill. Of course, he couldn't make the hull, but he had all the rest of the stuff went in the old hulls.
If you had a plank that some children could lay across a trestle or something and do this with, what would you call that?
Seesaw.
Uh-huh. Would you ever hear that call anything else?
Well, a seesaw would be, I guess, up high and jump the plank, jumping board. That's what it just loads. I told you yesterday, they want to jump up and bounce hood enough, see, and they just jump board.
If a couple of kids were on a seesaw, what would you say they were doing?
Seesawing, I guess. That's all I've heard it called.
What would you call a small vehicle to carry bricks and things like that around? Have two handles and a wheel?
Wheelbarrow.
If it had two wheels, what would you call it?
Well, I sold them in a smaller farm now. Leaf cart, we called them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it had two wheels, we'd sell them to ladies to haul rake in the yard, haul mm-hmm. leaves off. Mm-hmm. They didn't want a wheelbarrow, we'd sell them a leaf cart.
Sometimes for a pretty heavy construction, they use these heavy things with two wheels.
And a motor and lift.
Mm-hmm.